Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story.
Hello and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and super excited to welcome Vicky back for another in her Years of Growth series. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. What's awesome?
The mountains have been glorious for the last couple of days. I know. And like the smoke is clear and there's snow on the mountains. And I've just been spending a lot of time outside and it's been windy and I love the wind and it's just been so freaking glorious. I just love it. And something else awesome happened. And I've cooked I've cooked some of my favorite recipes and baked. I baked my first loaf of bread in my new place. It was very,
yay!
It was lovely. and even made like another dessert. I've just been a bacon cooking fool.
That's awesome. I love it. Very cool. Well, it is September 21st, 2021. And what manifested total are we celebrating?
114,863.05.
Yay. How does that feel?
So good. You know, I do know there is more money that I need to enter in. I just like there's a pile of receipts in my bag. I just haven't like looked at, but it's just fun to know. Like, I know there's another couple hundred I need to enter in there. I just need to figure it out. Where is it?
Yes. I love that. I remember the first person that this story reminds me of is, you know, when she was doing Manifest 10K, like even before I changed it, we said, let's do it. And she was like, I got to find that receipt because I know I'm over, like, you know, if I can find that receipt and that receipt, I know I'm over $10,000. And so,
yeah,
I love that you have these receipts to put in your manifesting log versus most people. It's like, oh, I got to enter this in my taxes, which is all awesome. And, but manifested log is more fun.
Yeah, it is. And it's been more fun. like using LOA and money, like, of course, we're here for that. But like, like entering into my budget app is so fun and easy now.
Yay. That's awesome. We're going to dive into that later and talking about money, but first talk to us about like your growth in trusting, since our last interview.
I have just been inundated with experiences that remind me that trusting my instincts and my feel good always leads to more of what I want, hands down across the board. And it just feels like lately I've had super vivid experiences, and it might just be because we're going to be writing, like I'm going to be writing a book, so I'm a little bit more aware and I'm keeping track. I wonder if I should, like, is it a thing to have an inspiration log?
Ooh, you can't. Yeah, you can.
but yeah, I've just been super aware of these things that pop up that I'm like, oh, you know, when I started this, I had a little bubble of, no, I don't want to do this anymore. But then I followed through and I committed and it was still a good time. But at the end, it was like, oh, that's why, like, I see why I wasn't fully inspired to go do this, just for any reason, whatever you want to give. But it's just been, there's been so many opportunities of following inspiration and having some awesome, awesome stuff happen from it.
Yay. That's amazing. Do you have an example that pops in that you want to share?
Well, yeah, like the one, was it the last interview I did with you, but I felt like my thumb was just being magnetized towards this one dating app. And I was like, this is inspiration. And I just like followed it. And the first person who popped up was a spectacular match. He just like, it was such a great fit. And we messaged for a while and I was having fun and I only did it when it felt good and felt fun. And then for some reason, it took like 3 or 4 weeks for it to happen. And the day of the date, our first date, I all of a sudden had a feeling like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Even though this person had like checked all of the boxes, and I still was like, I don't want to go. but I committed and I followed through, and met this person, and it definitely was not a fit. Yeah. So it's like, and it wasn't like a terrible date or anything.
Right.
It just was like, this is, I see now why I wasn't feeling drawn to this anymore, because it isn't going to work out. And that, yeah, it was fine. It was a nice experience, but mostly because it was a great reminder to me that even those little whispers of, no, I don't really want to do this anymore, those should still be trusted and followed.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love that. So talk to us about your coolest piece of evidence since our last interview.
We had finished, okay, let me start at the beginning. We had just finished, or we're in the middle of our workshop. And one of my things was that I had a fan come up to me on the street and chat with me. And one of our assignments was to go out in the world and be your future self. And I was eating ice cream on the street, which obviously my future self does. And not a stranger, but a person I haven't seen in a very long time came up to me and was chit-chatting with me. It was totally out of the blue. I didn't even know she lived over there. And this person, I've specifically heard her say that she is part of the Vicky Pace fan club. it's so fun. I had a fan come up to me and say hi. And probably a week or two later, I realized through scripting, I sort of saw out of nowhere that I had a porch swing, in my backyard, my back patio. And when I went out to walk the dog that evening, I passed a house that had 3 porch swings.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is awesome evidence. Very cool and very fun. What's the biggest way that you've grown or shifted, changed over the past few months?
Deeper and deeper trust. And I think I'm approaching scripting in a different way than I ever have before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's that or if I am just showing up as a different person. I've up-leveled in so many areas that I'm just naturally showing up as a different person to these scripts and these assignments. But I just, things feel deeper and not faster, but like they're sticking better. And the future self questions you have for us, those finally feel like they click.
Yeah.
Like they finally feel like I don't feel, you know, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, in the past, I may have utilized them, not inappropriately, but I white knuckled them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And sort of treated them a little bit like a manifesting to-do list, mm-hmm. which isn't what they are. So I think that's why they're working now.
Yeah.
Because I've up-leveled in so many areas that now asking myself, does my future self think this? The answer I get when that bubbles up, that's a very definite answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause there's so many parts to this. I'm going to break it down a little bit. So I think, you know, scripting, was that your third or your fourth workshop?
Fourth.
Okay. And fourth, and like probably in this, you know, be your third, like if in the beginning, you know, I've expanded and really tapped in. So it's like this third or fourth, right around that time, right? You stop pushing your script, you know, like that first time it's really like, even though we're scripting and even though we're letting go, and we're tapping into this future and it all worked, like it's all working all the time. I think for most people, it's a push. Mm-hmm. Like it's, even though we really try not to, like when we step back, it's really like, I want to make these things happen. Mm-hmm. And then we relax into it and grow, and then relax into it and grow. And I, that, you know, around that third script, you are able to let go more, and you're able to be in that place more, and you have up-leveled in a huge way to actually be in that script. Mm-hmm. Instead of maybe looking from the outside, like the past, and wanting it, I think you have this new level of allowing yourself to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels like so much of my life has been, I'm going to say, stripped down. It sounds kind of epic and gross, but it's not, like, I don't mean it negatively. It just feels like I've shed my skin, and I'm ready mm-hmm. to, you know, up level in many ways. I actively remember thinking I'm not going to push, like, during those workshops, mm-hmm. but looking back, I see, like, oh yeah, I see what I was doing.
And it's just like, I don't think there's a way I could have got you not to, or there would a way you would have learned it, because it's just, we have to go through that, and then we can open up to this deeper, like, and that's why we do the same growth. I mean, it's always different, but essentially we're kind of doing the same thing. Like every year, you know, you're up-leveling your money game, and then you're stepping into your future self. And it's relatively, there are different exercises, and I purposely put in some assignments that go deeper. But if you use your words, like, strip it down, it's the same thing, but that doing it over and over again is what allows us to get that depth and really let go.
Yeah. And that's funny you bring that up, doing it over and over again, because there were some new people doing their first workshop. And it was so funny to hear them say, we just script the same thing over and over again. It's like, yeah, that's magic. I know it sounds crazy, but right? It's magic. I promise. I was definitely there. Definitely remember thinking that after my first workshop and feeling like I was getting bored, but, you know, it wasn't boredom. It was space for my future self to come in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you also touched on I want to come back to money in just a second, but you touched on the future self questions. Does she think this? Does she believe this? Does she do this? Does she own this? Mm-hmm. And so you said after the most recent coaching, you've started doing it again and it finally worked. So I want to dive into this a little bit. You know, because you had started by, you know, is it okay instead of that to say it's just information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because that at the moment felt good. Like, mm-hmm. I think it was on some random podcast, someone said, it's all just data. And I remembered, like, that's sometimes some light coaching you've given some people mm-hmm. is like, it's just, and you've given it to me too, you know, it's information, you choose like how to proceed from there. So I thought I could apply it to what I was going through at the time, and it felt good. It felt like I could manage it, I guess. It felt like I got it. Mm-hmm. And then I brought it to, like, maybe a couple hours later, brought it to the coach call, and you were like, sure, but give it an expiration date and switch back to the future self questions. And that, like, the second you said it, I was real uncomfortable. And, but then I just had, like, the answer bubble up. I was like, okay, by tomorrow morning, I will have switched to the future self questions instead of telling myself that it's just information. Mm-hmm. But then by the end of the day, that day, I was asking myself the future self questions, and it was amazing. It was like, it worked. Like, I asked myself, does my future self think this? And the answer no bubbled up. And I just changed subjects. Like, that was it. Just mm-hmm. sort of changed course. And I think that comes from, like, there was something else that happened. I don't think I mentioned it in the questionnaire, but when I gave myself permission to say no, mm-hmm. then I ended up wanting to go. So I ended up going. So I think that was kind of similar, like giving myself permission to choose something else for a period of time opened up my brain to allow this, the future self work to work.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's too part of the process, right? Because we have to let go of, oh, it has to be so hard, right? It's one of the differences between the doing is making those questions this very lengthy, like, process versus, does she think this? No. move on, right? And so it's growing into that space where it can be that easy. We have to have practiced things can be that easy, and that they don't have to, you know, always be this big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've given me coaching on that before. Like, it, just ask yourself, does future self do this? They say no, then you move on. And it just never seemed to work for me before. And I think it was, I think I needed, like you said, I think I had a story that it was hard, it was going to be hard. Mm-hmm. And so it was.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to bring this up, you know, money, right? So he said it, like, when was the last time you asked a question about money? And I think this is huge because your former story is survival. And there was a lot of question. Every time you grow, I think there's a lot of questions about money, but it gets further and further apart. And so what does it feel like to feel so powerful with money?
It feels so freeing. Like, it's, I feel like light as a bird. It's just like it. Earlier when I sent you that questionnaire, like, but you know, before these podcasts, you ask us to fill out sort of a questionnaire so we're all prepared and on the same page. And I realized as I was typing my answer, I was like, I don't think I've asked for coaching about money in a long time. Like, yes, a really long time.
Yeah, a very long time.
Oh, I do remember the last one. And that was such a fun growth experience too. Yeah. Oh, the old days. it feels so good to realize this is why I joined the Enchanted Circle, or part of the reason was that I wanted to feel good about money. I don't think I would have used those words, but that's the phrase I would use now. I wanted to feel good about money, and I've felt great about money for probably 2 or 3 years at this point when I think about it. So it's just amazing.
Yes. Speaking of money, talk to us about the best manifestations you've had over the past few months.
I'll start at the beginning of this. I manifested a wonderful living situation in a $500,000 house. It's exactly like, I think when did I start looking? At the beginning of the summer. Mm-hmm. I posted in the group a list of sort of my 10 or 11 must-haves for a living situation. And this house checked all of them plus some. And it seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. Like, oh, I don't think I said this, but yesterday the laundry room is on the top floor and my room's in the basement. So I was up upstairs doing laundry. And when I turned to come downstairs, there's these like high windows way up high above the stairs. And I have a full, almost panoramic view of the mountains, and the sun was setting. I was like, oh my God, I'm even in a house with a magical mountain view. Oh my God. It was so moving. I couldn't believe that happened. And oh my gosh. And I live by a lake with a gorgeous view of the mountains, and it's so close. I take the dog there all the time. Oh, it seriously is the gift that keeps on giving. It's so amazing.
Yay.
Yeah. So that was probably, and like, what's so great about it being manifested was I did nothing. A friend of mine reached out to me and gave me the information for this person, and everything just fell into place. And I think I mentioned on the last podcast, I think maybe, but how it all kind of flowed. Like, we talked at the beginning of the summer and it didn't feel good. So I stopped, I set it down. And then when it did feel good, I realized, oh, I spoke to that person a couple months ago and reached out, and everything worked out. And another really great manifesting story is when I went to move here, I didn't have a bed or a dresser or any furniture at all. Actually, I had a lamp, that one. And the morning of the move, I just felt inspired to open up Facebook Marketplace, and I saw an entire matching bedroom set available, and I picked it up, and it was like $50, and picked it up like an hour or two later, and it's mine, and it's wonderful, and I just love it.
Yay. That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. I love it. Any other, let's see, I know there's a couple of things that you've grown through, including, you know, your migraines, your body image, work life. Any of those that come up with specifics that we want to mention?
You know, I think my self-image growth journey is not complete, but I'm seeing a similar pattern I went through before I came into the Enchanted Circle. So it's just interesting to see it happening again. It's not, nothing bad is happening. Mm-hmm. I guess you could even say nothing good is happening either. But that sounded wrong. Nothing bad is happening, period. It just is an interesting parallel to what happened with me, how I progressed through these feelings last time. Mm-hmm. And now doing it in a more LOA manner is just feels so much better and deeper to be genuinely loving myself and learning what that looks like. And there's just so much about it, like learning how to put up boundaries around other people's opinions and thoughts, and realizing I thought I had been doing that for years, but now I see I was not. excuse me, I'll have popcorn. I've been, I just see some results of not holding boundaries, bubbling up now. So it's kind of fun to see how quickly things are moving. And, it's so interesting when I've been really consistent with my assignments. Mm-hmm. And then there were a couple of days, I think this weekend, that I didn't get my assignments done. And I felt some things come up that I didn't want that were no longer true to me. So I don't know. I scripted again today. It felt so good. I was like, oh, here we are. I'm back home. but yeah, okay. The scripts, they really like help me touch back to the person I truly am who loves themselves. And it's interesting in my script, things come up that really, that are meaningful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, tell people where they can follow you on Instagram if they want to follow your fun and see some mountain views, I'm guessing.
My Instagram is at Vicky, not Vicky. It's spelled VickyNotVicky. And you can find me on TikTok, and my handle is Vicky10K.
Yay.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love it. Anything else on your heart or mind that you want to say as we wrap up this episode?
No, live your best life. I love it.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure to come back and check out what else is awesome in Vicky's life next time.
The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.